back, and Craig, I don't think we went anywhere. I just stopped talking for a few seconds. I'm sorry. I wish I had a little red light in front of me that said on air, off air, but we got to be more high tech than Craig Alaska to do something like that. But I guess we're having a huddle here at the midcourt. I think what's been happening is, let me kind of listen to this for a minute. I think they're trying to tell everybody to calm down and to not get all aggressive and upset. That's been happening a lot here this year in Craig. I'm not sure why we're having to keep telling the refs or the players to not keep control. But it looks like the ball is going to be, I'm not even sure, it's going to be Craig's ball. So Craig's ball to start the last 8 minutes of this game. We've got a seven-point deficit for the Craig Panthers, and they get the ball in to Zach Bickers, and Bickers tries to throw the ball back out, but Swinton says nope. Stole the ball right out of his hands, and here comes Trevor. Trevor's going to bring the ball all the way down the court and put it up and in. That was a beautiful drive by Trevor. I haven't seen him do anything like that yet. He banked that off the backboard, but he had to bank it off the far corner of the backboard to get that to go in. The Craig Panthers bring the ball down the court, and Drew Marker throws a errant three-point shot up and misses pretty much everything. The rebound goes to Craig. They get the rebound, but they lose it, and the ball comes back to Haynes, and Haynes brings the ball down the court, and as they try to get the rebound after Jacobs missed, the foul is going to be called on Hudson, and that will be Hudson's first foul. Wow, good for Hudson. Being his only foul, being the biggest guy out there, that surprises me. That shows a lot of coordination and a lot of grit. But that will be the eighth foul on the Haynes-Bush Bears. And so for the rest of the way, the Craig Panthers will be shooting on any foul or attempt. So this will be a one-on-one, and Timber will be shooting. Timber puts up the first one, hits it. So I think that's the first foul shot I've seen Craig make in this. You know, of their last six attempts. So Timber puts up his second shot and misses it short. It goes to Haynes, and there's going to be a foul on Zach Bickers trying to go over the back of Hudson. So as that was only the fourth foul of the half on the Craig Panthers, they will not be shooting as of yet, the Haynes-Bush Bears. They're calling the timeout here. They gave the ball back to him, but something not working, and the refs are trying to figure something out. I'm not sure what that is. Trying to listen in, but looks like they've got everything figured out, and it's a 36-44 game at this point. Haynes with the lead, and Haynes tries to throw it away, but does not. Trevor gets it back. Trevor tries to find Swinton, tries to find Trevor, and here comes Trevor all alone with Zach, puts it up and in. There was nobody there, and the Haynes-Bush Bears are just beating this press to death at this point. It's surprising to me that the Craig Panthers are continuing to run the press. The same attempt, Morgan tried to bring the ball down for the Craig Panthers, and he couldn't. Timber gets the long rebound, puts it back up to Zach Jacobs, and Zach misses it. Swinton with a strong rebound, but gets the ball knocked out of his hands, and a foul is called on Morgan House. That will be his fourth foul of the evening, if I didn't miss any. And so, yes, that's his fourth foul. So, with 6 minutes and 47 seconds to go, the stalwarts for the Craig Panthers will be sitting on the bench with 4 fouls. So Trevor's got the ball, gives it to Swinton. They break that press again. Swinton's got the ball, picked up his dribble, gave the ball back over to Jacob. Jacob gives it to Hudson. Hudson is called for a travel. I don't know that I'd call that a travel. He did a quick step, but the ball was out of his hands before that step occurred. But needless to say, I'm not the ref, and so we'll have to trust him. So Craig with the ball. Jacobson's got the ball up front, tries to get the ball back to him, gets the ball back over to True. True is just stopped by Swinton, but it goes out of bounds, so it'll be Craig ball. That's what I always say about a stuff. If you don't get the ball, it's not as impressive as everybody thinks it is, but that was pretty impressive. All right, so the ball comes back in. Drew gets the ball 5-8 feet behind the three-point line. He's looking to penetrate now. He loses the ball, and here goes Jacob with Timber and Gabe, but he misses the layup. He had a pretty good little Euro step there to try to get himself open, but he just couldn't get what he wanted out of the deal. So Swinton goes up, and I believe that he's going to pick up his third foul. Zach kind of faked on the shot and went down. But it shouldn't be a shooting foul because he never made an attempt at the basket afterwards.
Well, it wasn't a shooting foul, but he was fouled.
Right, but he's shooting 1-1 here, so this should be 1-1. This shouldn't be shooting 2. Yep, 1-1. So he'll be shooting 1-1. And he puts the first one in. So 37-46, a 9-point lead, cuts away from the largest lead that the Haynes Glacier Bears have had all night long. Shoots and misses short, but the rebound goes, and a foul is going to be called on Zach Jacobson, or Zach Vickers, on the rebound. He went over the top of his over the top of Hudson. So the Glacier Bears bringing it down the court. Their passes are pretty errant there, but those errant passes turned into a turnover in the end. So Drew's bringing the ball back down the court. He stole it clear on the other end of the court. Zach Jacobs Vickers is shooting a three-point shot, misses it short. Hudson got his hands on the rebound but didn't get anything to do with it. Drew got the rebound, got it back from him, and Drew stole it again out of his hands. Two rebounds for Hudson that got stole out of his hands just right as soon as he picked him up. So Craig's got the ball back, and Timber's going to shoot and shoots it right off the side. And a very, very late call was called on Hudson there. But now Craig will be shooting 2 for the remainder of the game, no matter what the foul. So Timber's going to be shooting the first of his 2 here. Puts up his first shot, misses it short. Barely missed, barely hit iron. He's making fun of one of the players today for shooting an air ball, so he doesn't want to shoot an air ball because he might hear that later. All right, so Timber's putting up his second shot. Generally a really good foul shooter. Puts it up and in. So he cuts into that lead again. We've only got an 8-point lead here. Craig looks like they're showing some signs of life. But here comes Haynes. Haynes wants to bring it down the court. Oh, and he does. Trevor pushes himself into Zach Vickers, and Vickers was still moving, so the foul was calling. The ball just barely rolled its way into the basket. So back to a 10-point lead for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Craig's going to need to do something here to get the momentum that they need to push them through this final 5.5 minutes of this game. Trevor puts up a shot and misses it long. Zach Jacobson brings the ball down the court, barely holds his, and timeout called. I thought she was maybe calling a late travel on him, but they call a timeout, and we're not sure if it's a full or a 20-second timeout. So why don't we give it back? Why don't we give it back to the station here for a minute? Craig, for the final 5 minutes and 28 seconds. It's a 10-point lead for the Haynes Glacier Bears, and they're showing themselves just a much greater performance tonight than they did last. Excuse me. Timber has the ball in the top court. He shoots a long 3-point shot, misses it hard. The rebound goes to Hudson, but Zach Jacobson came in for a beautiful, beautiful play, but he just came in a little bit too hard and fouled Hudson on his attempt to rebound. But it was a beautiful sky by Jacobson. If he could have just kept himself a little bit more under control, it would have been, quite a rebound. But that being said, it will be the 8th foul on the Craig Panthers. So now Haynes will be shooting the rest of the night. 5 minutes and 13 seconds to go with a 10-point lead. He looks to extend that. And it bounces off the rim twice, and he misses it long. But it looks like Timber knocked it out of bounds, and so it's going to be Haynes' ball. They got the wrong guy underneath for those rebounds. Timber's a scrapper, but he's just not quite tall enough to jump and get over the top of those guys. Swinton tries to get the ball inside and does. Gets the ball up to Jacob. Jacob inside to Hudson. Hudson's trying to bring it around and shoot. Shoots it short. Gets his own rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Craig Ball. So Hudson kind of knocked it out of bounds as he grabbed it. So here's Timber throwing the ball all the way down the court to Drew. And Drew loses it right into the hands of Swinton. And here comes Trevor. Trevor throws the ball off to Jacob. Jacob gets nailed by Timber. It was totally on accident, though. You know, what happened is Timber went up, Jacob went to spin, and as he went to spin, Timber landed right on top of him. So, great play on both players' parts. So, it's going to be shooting one and one because he wasn't trying to shoot on the attempt. His coach was saying, throw that ball up when that guy's going to land on you so you can get a foul or, you know, get that shot. But he makes his first one anyway, so his coach got what he wanted anyways just by having him make that first shot. So the largest lead of the night for the Glacier Bears is 11 points with 4.5 minutes to go. 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go. He misses his second shot. Timber comes out with the long rebound. Timber throws it over to Drew. Drew puts up a three-point shot. He falls down every single time. And our refs are definitely of the opinion that they're not going to let that happen. And Trevor took the ball the length of the court in 3 seconds and just put it in. But Zach Vickers gets a nice pass and does the same thing on the other end to cut the lead back to 11. So they briefly had a 13-point lead there. The full-court press seems to be working, and the coach is smartly with his 3 timeouts that he had left. He called a full timeout with the 10-second clock running on them in the backcourt. So 4 minutes and 25 seconds to go here. Haynes has a 40-51 lead. Same story of the night here that we've had all night long is simply that Haynes has just came out with a lot more energy, a lot more vigor, and just a lot more ability to be the team and the aggressors that I think they can be. We're in strategy here with our two teams. Craig's really, they know they have the ability and the opportunity to come out and to do something to the Craig Panthers. I think that maybe Craig might have been a little overconfident coming into the game tonight, knowing that, you know, they had won by 24 points last night. But as we all know, especially in basketball, momentum is so huge. And I think Haynes came out and they wanted to prove something. So they've got four minutes and 25 seconds to continue to prove it. One thing with Craig is they can get hot from that three-point line at any moment, and it can turn the game around in ways that, you know, that we just, if we're Haynes Glacier Bears fans, which I can't say I am, but I like them. I can't say I don't like them either. You know, we definitely want to watch those three-point attempts. So, back in the game, Jacob's got the ball back. Hudson's got it, giving it one. Trevor wants to give it to him. Trevor does. Trevor takes it from him, and he gets fouled by Gabe as he spins towards the basket. And so that's 10 fouls on both. So every foul from this point forward for the last 4 minutes, 13 seconds of the game, will be a two-shot foul. So Trevor puts up his first shot, and nothing but net. Hudson leaves. Jacob comes in. Hudson doesn't leave the game. He just leaves the three-point line, or free throw line. They don't want him to get a foul called on him. And Trevor puts in a second. Matches the largest lead of the night for the Glacier Bears. If I'm a Glacier Bear, I'm watching that three-point line like a hawk at this point. They're keeping their arms busy, and Gabe comes all the way around, misses a pretty simple layup. The rebound goes to Zach Dickerson. Zach gets his first points of the night and is fouled on the attempt, and so he'll come in and shoot for a three-point play the conventional way. Morgan House is coming back into the game for the Craig Panthers, and he's got 4 fouls. Hudson's leaving the game, Matthew's coming back in for him. So the shots go, or Jake or Zach Vickers is shooting one, puts it up long, misses, the rebound goes to Matthew. Matthew gives it to Swinton, Swinton to Matthew. Matthew needs to travel, he can't just stand there. So here comes Trevor, and Trevor just pushes through, it gets the ball to Swinton. Swinton's got the ball at the 3-point line, looking to give it back to Trevor. Trevor shoots a 3-pointer at the top of the key, misses it long, goes all the way around across the court, gets his own rebound, and throws it back into Swinton before he goes out of bounds. What an effort, what a play. Swinton wants to bring the ball inside, gives the ball back up to Trevor. Trevor sends the ball back out to Jacob. Jacob shoots a three-point shot and nails it. So that gives them a 15-point lead. And Trevor, I think we called time, either a timeout or a foul. There's going to be just a timeout by the Craig Panthers. So the Craig Panthers want to regroup here with a 14-point lead, their largest lead of the game, with three, their largest deficit of the game for the Craig Panthers, with 3 minutes and 24 seconds to go. So we've got a full timeout here on the court, and it's looking kind of grim for the home team, but I've seen them do worse. I've seen them overcome worse in a shorter period of time. And so if you're Haynes, just like the coach is just down there animated with him, this game is not over till this game is over. And so the coach is just feeding him. Look, you can celebrate after the game. So Haynes is bringing their entire team down to set up in the zone, which is, I think, very smart. Run as much time off the clock as you possibly can. They double-team Timber at the top of the key. Timber gives it up to Jacobson, and Jacobson gives it back to Timber. Jacobson shoots a three-point shot wide open, misses it long, and Swinton with the rebound. Swinton throws the ball to Jacob, and he turns around, and they call a travel on Trevor as he runs into a moving Zach Jacobson. So I wasn't paying that close attention to it, so he must have just shuffled his feet as he was turning around. So Timber gives the ball back up to Zach Jacobson. Zach doesn't shoot. Timber shoots 4 feet behind the three-point line, misses it. Those are the ones you don't want him to make, but the rebound comes down to Morganhausen, and he gets two. But if they make those 4 foot behind the line ones, these guys can get hot, and they can get hot fast. So they break the press, and Trevor comes all the way down the court, penetrates, brings the ball over to Hudson. Hudson shoots a three-pointer, misses it, but barely. Morgan with the rebound, and he's bringing it down with 2:45 to go in the game with a 12-point lead for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Shooting a long three-pointer again is Zach Jacobson. He misses it, and Hudson comes down with the rebound and a timeout called by the Glacier Bears, and it's going to be a full timeout. So with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go, let's leave it right here with us at the stadium. We've got quite a turnaround from last night. Last night there was a 24-point win by Craig, and they were completely in control of that game from the beginning of from the start of the second half, clear until the end of the game. They turned it into, I think, a 4 or 5 point deficit at halftime to a 24-point lead. And the Haynes Glacier Bears have came out here being led in large part by Trevor for sure tonight with his amazing turnaround. Give me a second here. He has 22 points. He's gone, I believe, 5 from 8 from the free throw line, and he hit a three-pointer, or it must have been a two-pointer, right in an opportune time to put them into a place where they just started running away. So Haynes is going to get the ball underneath the Craig basket, and obviously Craig's pulling their full-court press at them hard right now. They get the ball in. Swinton gets the ball. He's running with the ball. Gets the ball to Hudson over the timeline. Gives the ball to Trevor. Trevor over to Swinton. Swinton back over to Jacob. Jacob back to Swinton. Swinton's holding the ball. They're almost trying to kill a little bit of time, but they want to penetrate if they can. Jacob's got it. He's being harassed by Timber. Timber to Hudson. Hudson could have shot a three-pointer, but gave up. Gave it up to Trevor. Trevor's got the ball back out of the three-point line. They've ran 20 seconds off the clock here thus far with 2 minutes to go in the game. They get the ball back up to Trevor. At this point, the ball gets knocked out of his hand. Trevor's got the ball, and he's got to get over the timeline again. He's got a few seconds to do so. He gets the ball back over to Jacob, and a timeout or a foul. A foul is called on Zach Vickers with 1:55 to go in the game. So Matthew will be shooting two for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Well, you Haynes Glacier Bears fans and parents should be proud of your boys in the way that they've operated themselves tonight and turned this game around. They've put their heart and their soul back into it, and they didn't give up, and that's something to be said about anyone. So Matthew will be shooting his unconventional foul shot, but he made it. I don't say that in jest or mockingly at all. I think it's awesome. You know, I have a cousin who shot three-pointers like that. He would pull his hand off that quick, and he could hit every single one, and it almost bothered me. And so he shoots the second one, misses, but Timber fell into the key, so he'll get an opportunity to shoot a second.
But Kimber knows it. He just smiled at the ref. Like,
it's like, I really tried, but, you know, when you lose your balance, you lose your balance. And he puts it in. So that helps with the percentage. Now there's a 14-point lead, and Kimber threw the ball directly over the head of Drew. And Drew should have tried to jump for it, but he got frustrated and upset and just let it fly over his head. So the ball comes back into Jacob. Jacob brings the ball down, almost uncontested, all the way down the court, which is great. Hudson takes the ball. They're going to call a travel on him again. I think he's got an unconventional way of stepping, and the refs aren't really looking at it closely, and they're calling it a travel, which, you know, for the blind, a blind eye, it almost looks like that. But, you know, that being said, it's Craig's ball, and Timber's bringing the ball. The distance gets the ball over to Charlie. Charlie puts up a three-pointer and nails it. So it's an 11-point deficit with a minute 33 to go. Give a little bit of life back to Craig. But Charlie proceeds to foul Jacob, I believe. Yes, Jacob. I keep getting Jacob and Matthew mixed up, so I'm sorry about that. If I knew him as well as you guys did, I probably wouldn't do that, but sorry. So to wrap it up tonight, foul shots have been somewhat of a factor in this game, and Haynes has been doing a pretty good job as Jacob hits his first foul shot. And now he's going to get his second. So it's back up to a 12-point lead. Jacob puts it up and hits the second to a 13-point lead with a minute 29 to go. Kimber brings the ball down the court. Drew passes up on a three. They send the ball back over to Zach Jacobson. They give it to Charlie. Charlie dribbles ball off of a Haynes Glacier Bear, and there's going to be a foul called on Trevor. With a minute 19 to go in the game. So Charlie will be at the line to shoot two. And the way that they extend these games at the end, and we're at the foul line forever, sometimes drives you crazy. But it gives you an opportunity as an announcer to say pretty much anything you want over the air. Charlie makes his first foul shot and cuts it back to an 11-point lead. They haven't updated it on there. Well, maybe they updated it before I looked at it, so we'll say a 12-point lead. And Charlie puts it up and makes the second one. So there's an 11-point lead. And they're pressing him, stopping him, double-teaming him down here on this end. Jacob gives the ball up to Trevor. Trevor's the one who should have the ball in his hands. Gives the ball. Trevor gives it up to Jacob, and it was kind of a bad pass, so that's probably a turnover for Jacob. Jacob's really pushing on Morgan, trying to harass, and there's a minute to go in the game. Morgan puts up a three-point shot, misses it, and Swinton gets the rebound. They're double-teaming him again. The ball goes to Trevor. Trevor's underneath his own basket trying to get rid of the ball, and he finally gets fouled by Charlie. And Charlie, I'm not sure how many fouls that is on Charlie, but probably just the three. No, that was five on Charlie. I kind of thought that might be his fifth foul because I'm not keeping track of the fouls. I wish I had a whole group of people up here keeping my stats for me so that I could be more educated and help you guys know everything that's going on. But
I only keep the basket stats, nothing else.
Or shot stats. They stopped calling it baskets in the early 40s.
Well,
but, you know,
yeah.
Here we go.
Still
yeah, I've got my wife up here that's learning a whole bunch about basketball, but, you know, we're still trying. So 51 seconds to go, and Trevor shoots a foul shot and just padding his stats at this point. This is the time, part of the game when you get that player that just did great, so you hope just makes another 6, 8, 10 shots, so it just looks even that much better, but he did amazing. Dribbles that one in. So 62-49 with 49 seconds to go. Drew's going to drive the distance and put it in. So they've got an 11-point lead with 42 seconds to go. They get the ball into Trevor. Trevor dribbled it off of his own foot but got it to his own teammate. And a timeout called when the ball was on the ground. The ref gave him that timeout when they weren't even in control of the ball. But Haynes will take it. So 37 seconds to go. They're going to regroup and try to figure out how to get that ball across half court. So with 11 seconds to go, you can see I can't even say you can see any excitement on the Haynes side over here. Haynes is really quite excited, I think, but the coach is still just right on top of him like he always has been. You can almost see the smile on his face, but he doesn't want to show his players any excitement until this game is completely over. So 37 seconds to go. I have not seen that in my life, but I'm sure it's happened that somebody's overcome that kind of a deficit in that amount of time. So Swinton will take the ball out of bounds. Jacobs back there to receive it. So is Trevor. Trevor gets the ball, kicks the ball past the timeline. Hudson has it, stands there, waits for Trevor to get open. Swinton's right there, double-teamed, back to Trevor. Trevor's double-teamed, back to Swinton. Swinton with 23 seconds to go is fouled. With 22 on the clock exactly, Swinton is fouled by Jacobson. So Swinton will go to the line to shoot two more. Swinton's had quite a game tonight as well. Without his rebounding underneath, none of this, I don't think any of this would have been possible for Haynes to be able to be in the position that they're in. He's fought, he's scrapped, he's dove, he's done things that, you know, players that have heart do. And he just hit that first of his two foul shots. So the lead's back up to 12. So Haynes is not underneath the basket. Swinton puts up a second shot, misses it short. But here comes the ball. Timbers bringing it down the court. Zach Jacobson's going to shoot a three-pointer and misses it short. He gets his own rebound, throws it off of Hudson, and it's going to be Craig Ball. So you got to give Craig this. They've got fight. They're not giving up till the final bell. Good for them. Drew wants the pass from Timber. Timber gets it knocked out of his hands by Swinton. Drew gets hit by Timber and gets knocked down. Jacob's got the ball in the front court, getting double-teamed. He's getting timed out, but there's 3.8 seconds to go. And are we calling a timeout? Are we calling a foul or Craig Ball? No, I'm not sure what's happening here. Yeah, Haynes ball with 3.8 seconds to go. Ball must have got knocked out of bounds where I can't see it. 3.2, 3.4, 1 second. And there it is, folks. What an opportunity for the Haynes Glacier Bears to come in here and win their first road game in conference in the last 3 years, from what they were telling me. How great of an opportunity in Craig for them to do that. You know, I feel bad for my team here in Craig. They fight hard, they work hard, they did great last night, but what better way to end it for a team that's tried so hard to come back and to give the effort that they gave. If I'm picking an MVP of this game, it's got to be Trevor with Swinton right behind him. We're always glad to announce these games for Haynes, and we hope that we see you again next year, as the girls have already came to town and we already had that opportunity. So we're going to turn. Give me just a minute here, and we're writing down all the points, what everybody's got. Total final score: 51-63. These are the points scored by each individual player for the night. Hudson 9, Trevor 24, Dylan Swinton 9, Dylan Palomari 3, and Jacob with 10, and Matthew with 4. What a great all-around effort. You had two players in triple digits, two players with 9 points, and you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players score. What an all-around effort by the Haynes Glacier Bears. Have a great night there in Haynes, and we hope to see you again next year.